drive from the Santa Fe Plaza. Joining me in a few minutes to offer her professional and well-articulated observations about this home is my broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, listing broker Darlene Street. And we have a very special treat for you today because joining me as a guest co-host of the show is the new qualifying and managing broker of Sotheby's International Realty right here in Santa Fe, Mr. Greg Antonsen. And since the boss is in the house today, Gino Thompson, my producer, and I are going to be watching our P's and Q's very carefully to make sure that we deliver the best show possible. Gino, I hope you're mic'd up and you've got your headset on, but I want to explain to the listeners that we are improvising a little bit today. We are doing the show from my cell phone because we're waiting for the microphones to get here. Hopefully that won't be a problem. So, Gino, is it sounding okay to you?
Sounds fine, Ray.
Very good. Thanks so much. Seriously, if folks want to come on over here and see Darlene Street and Greg Antonsen and all my other special guests, as well as take a tour of this beautiful house, we invite you to come on over right now because we'll be doing the show from 12 to 1, and Darlene will be here from 12 until 3 doing the open house itself. I also invite you to go to our website and see all the businesses who are fans of all things real estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And just a reminder that all your friends around the country can tune into All Things Real Estate via the Internet. Again, simply go to santafe.com at noon, Mountain Standard Time. Click on the 1260 KTRC logo and then hit the Stream Live button. Now, we've heard from listeners all over the country who have told us that they are now making All Things Real Estate a regular part of their Sunday afternoon routine. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Braden, who is driving furiously down the road to get here with the microphones, we want to invite you again to 275 Circle Drive and jump right into the show by introducing Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. Welcome to the show, Ron, and here's the cell phone so you can talk to the listeners. I think you are going to be talking about the differences between fixed and, variable rate mortgages, right?
That's correct, and this is very exciting live radio, I must say, this is a great way to do it. Well, one of the apparent positive byproducts of all the rancor in Washington seems to be that the 10-year Treasury note is at a historical low, and this is the benchmark that most fixed rate and adjustable rate mortgages are tied to. And actually, we hit a low of 282 on Friday, which means that rates are still holding very steady, simply because I think investors feel that this is probably the safest haven to have their money in. And therefore, treasuries are very attractive in this particular situation we're in. So if someone is moving up or moving down and plans on staying in a house for an extended period of time, a fixed-rate mortgage is certainly very attractive because you can get rates between 4.5% to 5.25%, depending on the size of the loan, whether it's a conforming loan or a jumbo loan. And if your strategy is to sell a property, say, in another part of the country, and you're moving here, but you're going to rent that property for a period of time, an adjustable rate mortgage may be very attractive because when you do sell your property, you have the ability to pay the mortgage off. You might opt to take a 3.5% 5-year fixed rate mortgage. So, you know, these lows are very, very attractive, and that coupled with the price of real estate right now, this is a perfect buying opportunity for anyone, and this house would be a perfect buy for anyone that wants this kind of spectacular real estate.
So let's share the cell phone here. And Braden just arrived to all my listeners, and he's feverishly working on getting the microphone set up. So bear with us at the break. We'll be back into our regular routine. Ron, whether or not you choose a fixed rate or a variable rate mortgage, it really depends on the strategy. If you're going to hold something for a while, live in it for a number of years, or if you have a plan of basically flipping the property in a few years. Is that it?
That's correct. That is correct. Or if you're going to pay it off in short order, the adjustable rate mortgage is definitely a great way to go.
Okay, well, Ron Blessy, the broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, thank you as always for Chapter 5 of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. I'm going to try to have you back on later in the show, okay? I now want to sort of move the phone around to my two colleagues here, Darlene Street, who is the listing broker here at 275 Circle Drive, and to Greg Antonsen, who is our new qualifying and managing broker of the Santa Fe operation for Sotheby's International Realty. Darlene, we're sort of doing this like we're doing this from Romania. This is the technology of another country. But anyway, Darlene Street, let's talk first of all about this beautiful property that we're sitting at here. As a listing broker, what can the listers expect to see when they come here today for your open house?
Well, probably the first thing is the view. The view is pretty much unparalleled. You feel like you're living in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and it's probably a 270-degree view, and it's a really brand-new home, never been lived in, on 3.7 acres on Circle Drive. So it's certainly the newest home on Circle Drive and the only new construction never been lived in that I know of on Circle Drive. And the view is just something. You can see sunset and sunrise. And it's built with a construction called foam block construction, which is similar. Some people may be familiar with Rostra construction. And it's similar, but really a much, what we feel it's a superior version of Rostra. It's a foam block. The builder's here, and he can tell us more about it. But it's foam block filled with concrete. So it's very solid. And it's a fabulous family home with three bedrooms downstairs, each with a bathroom and an office, and then a master upstairs with a full capability to live exactly on one floor and have the kids with a media room downstairs or guests, totally separate from the main floor, the main living area of the home.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't intend to diss Romania in any inappropriate way, but we are working with some fun technology here today. I tell you what, Darlene, that was an excellent sort of summary of the amenities of this property. Greg Antonsen, our brand-new qualifying broker and managing broker of Sotheby's International Realty. Greg, over the years and later on in the show, we're going to talk about your background and your vision and your new job. But over the years, you've seen a lot of properties in Santa Fe. Where would you put this one in your estimation?
This one is certainly near the top of the list and will be for anybody coming up here today to see it. It is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we can see the views, and as Darlene said, it's one of the real sort of draws for this property. I know Darlene actually lives on Circle Drive, so she's used to this view, but for everyone who is coming over to 275 Circle Drive today, they're going to be really experiencing what we consider to be pretty fabulous. I think you can see almost all the way to Colorado. Is that right, Darlene?
On a clear day, I'm sure that you can see all the way to Colorado. Today is a little bit cloudy, but you still have a fabulous view all over the Badlands toward Tsuki, Pewaukee. And, everybody just has to come on up here to see it because really it's quite stunning.
I tell you what, since we're struggling with passing a cell phone around here, tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to be set up in our regular mode with our microphones and headsets on. We invite all of you to come on over here to 275 Circle Drive, this beautiful house. We have some refreshments. We have Greg Antonsen, our brand-new managing and qualifying broker with Sotheby's International Realty. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, Approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour is coming to Santa Fe. Think all the good tickets are gone? Wrong. Talk 1260 KTRC scored a special stash of tickets just for you. To win, head to SantaFe.com and enter keyword TALK. Then every day, check back to see if you're a winner. You'll have 24 hours to claim your prize, so be sure to check every day. See Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler on August 6th at the Lenzic Theater. Sponsored by Santa Fe Pins, Lakine Dental Group, at Talk 1260 KTRC.
Thank you so much for showing me another apartment. That last apartment looked more like a tool shed.
That's because it was a tool shed, dear. I thought I'd show you the less than desirable apartments first because your credit is, shall we say, less than acceptable. But no worries, plenty of apartments. Let's try this one. Comfy, loquacious, and subtle.
It's a broom closet.
Don't be silly, dear. It was a broom closet. Now it's apartment 3AA.
Bathroom?
Down the hall. We thought of building one in the corner, but you need the corner for your boots.
Boots? What boots?
Well, you obviously bought something on your credit card and didn't make any payments because your credit is, well, down the drain.
Actually, it's handbag.
Well, there you go. Handbag corner.
Yeah, do you have any other apartments?
Not unless you want to live in a display window. Do you?
Potential landlords can and will check your credit before giving you a lease. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. And today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 275 Circle Drive, this beautiful property right off of Bishop's Lodge Road, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. In our first segment, you were entertained to the use of a cell phone, but now we are all mic'd up and ready to go. And I want to actually shift gears a little bit here and welcome the well-regarded home builder Bob Parker to the show. Bob is the genius behind the construction of this home that we're broadcasting from here, again, at 275 Circle Drive. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Bob.
Great. Good to be here today. Enjoy being with you.
Well, and you were entertained in that first segment. We had a chance to talk in sort of our faux green room here before the show started, Bob. I guess before we get into sort of the elements of this beautiful property, why don't you share a little bit with the listeners about your background? How long have you been in home construction, and what actually brought you to the trade?
Well, I've been in about 40 years, and original education was in mechanical engineering, and I've always just liked building homes and being around that. And so when I came out of the Air Force, I went straight into building homes and doing mostly architectural homes at that time, working with various architects in the South, and later evolved that into resort, condo, and development, and did quite a bit of that for several years in Vail, Colorado, Lake Tahoe, and eventually in a 10-year project over on the Isle of Kauai in Portview Beach Resort.
Uh-huh. Well, you have something in common with my special guest co-host today, Greg Antonsen, the brand new managing and qualifying broker of Sotheby's International Realty, because Greg, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit, I'm teasing the audience with this, Greg actually ran a very, very successful boutique real estate firm in Hawaii, so is quite familiar with your sort of joint neck of the woods there. Greg, that is the case, isn't it?
Indeed, in Honolulu.
In Honolulu. Well, and we were talking in the first segment, Greg, about this beautiful house, and I gave you a chance very briefly to sort of expand on your own thoughts regarding how this fits into the panoply of properties here in Santa Fe that you've seen. Mr. Parker's done a pretty good job building this house, hasn't he?
It is incredible. I was impressed from the moment I walked through the door, very impressed. And the views, the quality of the construction,
The floor plan, the layout is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, when you conceived of 275 Circle Drive, you decided to put a lot of green elements into this property. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about green today, but a lot of people basically are using that phrase sort of in a way that necessarily doesn't mean what it means to you. So talk about what you did for this property and the green aspect.
Well, the foam wall construction allows you the chance to get a very high R value in the wall system. It's 8 inches of concrete surrounded with 5.5 inches of foam, and then a layer another inch of plaster on each side of that. And so, consequently, you get in the, up in the high 40s of an R value. And then we go up on the roof. We have another 11 inches of foam up there. And so pretty soon we envelop the house in very high R values. And the windows and the window systems here are all UV rated and also have very high, very good R values. The house itself in basic design, we worked with architectural associates in Eric Enfield in placing the house and getting it pulled in on the escarpment, because it just had got a lot of escarpment issues when we first started building it, which is typical of all high-end
right.
mountaintop houses in Santa Fe, when the reason there aren't many of them.
Sure.
And so we had a lot of fun doing that, but the main thing was to get the views. We go from sun, moon, all the way around to the Los Alamos and White Rock, and, of course, you can see all the way to Colorado on a clear day.
Right. And going back to the green elements for a moment, besides it being an environmentally sound approach to building these days, there is great cost saving for the person who's lucky enough to own this property. Isn't that the case?
Yes. It goes all the way down to the type of appliances you put in, as well as the furnace system. The furnace system has an energy rating of 96%, which is very high. And the utility bills should be very low here.
Uh-huh. Bob, do you have any other big projects on the horizon as custom building jobs that you do?
We still have a couple more projects coming, so we're just going from one to the next. Uh-huh. We'll see how the economy holds up, and hopefully we can keep right on going.
Well, listen, this product here is a great credit to your vision, to the quality, as Greg Antonsen said, of your building. I'm sure that the people who come by today are going to enjoy seeing it, and I hope you can stick around for a little while. I know you have another engagement, but this is Bob Parker, the master builder who conceived of 275 Circle Drive. He has given us a nice little summary of some of the elements associated with this property. Thanks a lot for being on All Things Real Estate, Bob, and again, thank you for letting us do the show from this beautiful property today.
Great. It's wonderful to have you here today.
Okay. Greg Antonsen, I want to sort of tease again the listeners. I've been teasing them since you got on the show today with a little bit of background, and later on in the program, you and I are going to talk about your vision as the new qualifying and managing broker of Sotheby's International Realty here in Santa Fe. But I said while we had Bob Parker on the program that you actually are the founder of a boutique real estate firm in Hawaii. You have over 30 years of real estate experience. Don't mean to age you by saying that. You've actually operated your own Sobo law practice for 10 years. And one of the things that I think is really critical for people to know is that you spent the last 8 years here in Santa Fe as a senior vice president and regional manager with Christie's International Real Estate. So you know Santa Fe as well as anyone. And as a professional in the trade, these kinds of experiences have helped you sort of assume this new job. Is it an exciting adventure for you?
It's very exciting, and, you know, it's been wonderful to have lived in some of the most beautiful places in the world, Honolulu being one, and certainly currently Santa Fe, which
right.
is fantastic.
Yeah, and your background as a lawyer by trade or by education, you obviously know real estate law quite well. Those kinds of things have served you well over the past 30 years?
It certainly helps. It's a great foundation, and I want to point out I'm not an actively practicing attorney,
uh-huh.
but the background certainly is a great asset.
Uh-huh. And I know for us, we're excited as brokers at Sotheby's International Realty to have someone with your, a pedigree, your background, your knowledge of the market, to assume the job. It's been sort of, for the last 3.5 weeks since you started, it's been sort of pretty active for you, haven't it, getting to know everybody and all that?
It's been very active, and I'm in the process of interviewing every one of our almost 150 brokers that are associated with the firm, and that alone has been very enlightening.
Yeah, and of course a lot of interaction because this particular Sotheby's International Realty office is owned by the corporation itself, and of course we have our corporate office in New York City, and we have another major office on the West Coast, so I assume you're doing a lot of interaction with the corporate folks as well.
I've been traveling back and forth and having numerous conference calls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, Greg Antonsen, I'm delighted to have you on the show today. And again, your vision here of this particular property, you know that we've done almost 40 remote broadcasts from interesting Sotheby International Realty properties around Santa Fe. This one is pretty extraordinary from my standpoint. I've seen them all. And again, from your vantage point, one of the biggest assets of this property is, in fact, the view. Isn't that it?
The view, definitely. But what also impresses me is the green element.
Uh-huh.
There was a point in time, and I know the builder will agree with me, where they said 4,800 square feet and green were incongruous, but he's accomplished it here.
Yeah, he certainly
and
has.
It's really fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Greg Antonsen, delighted to have you as my co-host today. I tell you, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here a little bit early on All Things Real Estate. Again, we're sort of regrouping here in our situation. We invite everyone to come over to 275 Circle Drive. This beautiful house right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Just come right up from downtown Santa Fe, make a left-hand turn on Circle Drive, follow the Sotheby International Realty signs, enjoy some refreshments, enjoy all the commentary that Greg Antonsen and my other special guests are offering today. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 192 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 275 Circle Drive, which is this beautiful house with fabulous views all the way to Colorado. To get here, just take Bishop's Lodge Road up from downtown Santa Fe. Make a left turn on Circle Drive, follow the Sotheby's International Realty open house signs, and look for number 275. When you get here, you're going to be able to enjoy some, a tour of the property, as well as some refreshments and commentary that a lot of my guests are offering today. So come on over here. We would be delighted to have you join us. And again, my special co-host with me today is Greg Antonsen, the brand new managing and qualifying broker with Sotheby's International Realty. Greg, it's great to have you on the show, and I hope you're enjoying this.
I'm enjoying this tremendously.
Well, you know, we're going to do this a lot over time with your permission, if you want to come back.
Terrific.
Greg has some little jobs and big jobs he's got to do over the next coming weeks. One of those is to meet every single broker in our firm, and we have over 150, I believe, and so that alone is going to take you some time to do and listen to everyone's own personal vision about this firm. I now want to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investments is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I now want to welcome my very good friend, Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, Santa Fe's premier landscape and garden design studio. Welcome to 275 Circle Drive, Thomas.
It's great to be here, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Well, Thomas always does his homework. He gets here a little bit early. He walks the property. Now, we're sitting in this brand-new custom-built home offering lots of amenities with incredible mountain views, and this property presents the new owner with all sorts of landscaping possibilities, doesn't it?
It certainly does, Ray, and one of the biggest opportunities is a landscape designer's most enjoyable thing to work with, and that's terraces.
Uh-huh.
This property can be terraced to include a swimming pool, a play area for children, outdoor reflecting area of the mountain views. It's an incredible property for that, and it allows the homeowner to create outdoors that reflects the indoors in the most beautiful way.
We've been lucky because a lot of the properties we've done these shows together on have offered similar types of things, but I don't think any home has had quite as dramatic a view element as this one.
That's very true, Ray, and the dramatic view is at every aspect of the property, especially the landscapable areas of the property. The homeowner can capitalize on the views, as was said earlier, at 270 degrees. So at every part of the house, from morning to night, they could capitalize on the views.
Okay, well, so let's start with sort of ABCs of what you would do if you were, in fact, working with the brand-new buyer of this property, Greg Antonsen, the managing and qualifying broker of Sotheby's International Realty, and I are, of course, hoping that that buyer comes in today and gives Starling Street a written offer, and say he or she does. So first thing we're going to do is say, hey, you need to talk to Thomas because you need to put in some fabulous landscaping. What would that first step be?
First of all, I would sit with the client, the new homeowner. We would talk about what their needs are, and obviously the needs are going to probably include children.
Uh-huh.
And so we would look at this property, how we can make it work for children by adding play areas, by adding perhaps some lawn areas. Then we would continue to talk to the homeowners about what do they like? What are their colors? What are their plant choices? And I would really say this calls for native plants and utilizing nature around.
And the reason why?
A couple reasons. It's because it's a beautiful surrounding anyhow, and you don't want to stick out like a sore thumb on the side of the mountain. Secondly, it's drought tolerant.
Uh-huh.
And one of the great features of this house, it has a 5,000-gallon water catchment system. So all the landscaping can be done on reclaimed water, which is, from what I understand, unique in the city of Santa Fe. It's not required for a builder to do that.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that this house has it, any homeowner can create a landscape they want.
Greg Antonsen, qualifying broker with Sotheby's International Realty. I won't use that title every time I say hi to you. But,
thank you.
But I just want to reinforce it because I invite everyone to come to 275 Circle Drive today because you can meet, as I said, the boss is here and have a chance to shake his hand. Seriously, though, you referenced the fact, Greg, that there are some attractive green elements associated with this property from our conversation with the builder, Bob Parker. What Thomas is talking about of using the catchment system to basically supply sufficient water for all the landscaping that could be here easily, that's pretty amazing. That's the kind of trend that we're probably seeing with a lot of properties now.
It's an important selling feature, and I think eventually will be something that will be required.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and sorry, Thomas, you said that it's not required in the city, but it is in the county.
In the county is my understanding, yeah.
Uh-huh. And, of course, we're in the county here, I believe, or on the line with it.
I think we're on the, according to the builder,
yeah.
It wasn't required.
Okay, it wasn't required. So I guess we're not in the county. So maybe one foot out the door could be in the county, but the other one is still in the city. Any other thoughts, Thomas, about how someone could enhance this? Native plants, of course, you mentioned, but anything else?
I think looking at the terrain around them and not finding it as frightening, but as an asset to the property, that the property can be and the landscape can be built around and within using the terrain that's here. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes homeowners, when you have a house that sits on the side of the mountain, they say, well, what do we do? The property affords itself to do a lot, and I think it's looking at it all as an opportunity to create a landscape of their dreams once they buy the home of their dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always give you a chance, too, Thomas, to take off your landscape designer hat and just sort of give us the gee whiz sort of feeling you have about the properties that we're sitting at when we do these remotes, what you're feeling about 275 Circle Drive.
Gee whiz would be I could be really comfortable living here. And if I had my checkbook with me, I would write the check, but I don't.
Oh, you don't. Well, that's always a convenient excuse, isn't it?
Right.
Well, listen, Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, as always, offering some fabulous ideas today about landscape design here at 275 Circle Drive. And if you want to discuss your own landscape design options with Thomas, then go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then click on the link to Thomas Williams. Before I let you go, Thomas, I'll only give you a chance to talk about a class that you're teaching at the community college, and also you're blogging on SantaFe.com, right?
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm blogging on SantaFe.com about once a week, advice on how to do landscaping here in New Mexico. It's called The Roofless Gardener.
And, excellent title.
And then I am teaching a class on landscape design at Santa Fe Community College. It's a community outreach class, and it begins on September 27th, I believe.
Excellent. So if anyone wants to get a hold of Thomas, again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Right there, prominently featured on that page, is Thomas Williams' link. Punch that in, and that'll take you right to this fabulous gentleman. You can sign up for his class in September. Thomas, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Thomas.
And thank you, Greg, for your commentary as well with Thomas. Thomas, we'll have you back again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
I want to shift gears and bring back Greg Antonsen, minus the title, so we can talk about your vision a little bit more. And maybe the way we'll start about talking about this, Greg, is to talk about the brand. Sotheby's International Realty, as you know, I'm a Sotheby's agent back in Washington, D.C. I've been living with this company for many years now that we've been become Sotheby's here in Santa Fe. It's a culture I'm familiar with, comfortable with. But from your standpoint as the senior manager of the company here in town, what does the brand mean to you, and what should it mean to the listeners?
Well, indeed, I'm happy to speak to that. You know, we live in a brand-conscious world, and brands like Sotheby's are important to us, as well as our clients, for all that they represent and offer. And when it comes to the Sotheby's brand itself, it's been around for more than 250 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is. And for all of that time, it has been really identified as representing the best. The best on the auction side, with things like art, jewelry, wines, and, of course, real estate, which is what we're here to discuss today.
Exactly, yeah. Well, and we do have a dotted line relationship with the auction house, the Sotheby's Auction House in New York. And one of the extraordinary things that I think you have become aware of is that the auction house, if they have someone that comes into the auction house in New York and they want to buy a particular type of property to hang the art that they just bought at the auction, we have this dotted line relationship so they can say, hey, we've got the perfect property in Santa Fe.
We're happy to facilitate that. And, and I was very impressed to find that in New York, we have a large space devoted to real estate, both with brochures, electronic media. We also have displays at the Carlisle Hotel. That are very impressive and carry real estate and tie it right to that art auction site.
Yeah, and I think maybe one of the things I want to underscore, and I'll let you actually do it from the stats standpoint, is everyone knows that the Sotheby's International Realty name carries a lot of weight. As you said, the company has been in one way or another in existence for well over 250 years. The real estate element's a little bit newer than that. But in this particular market, we have a pretty good foothold on both buyers and seller activity, don't we?
Do you know, it is overwhelming. In fact, I wonder why people call anyone else. And I'll get into those actual figures a little later, but
okay,
they are very impressive.
And beyond the exposure that you were talking about through the New York office, What are some of the other things associated with the brand that we actually are able to deliver to the greater community when we talk about Sotheby's International Realty?
Well, I think it's important because we are a second home community. And so it's very easy for us to appeal to those buyers from Chicago that are familiar with Sotheby's, Houston, Dallas, Minneapolis, wherever our feeder markets are coming from. They're already familiar with the brand and what it can accomplish for them. So that's a huge asset.
And you can tell that we've got a really good-sized crowd here at 275 Circle Drive, which is what an open house is all about. So we invite you to come and join this rather large crowd of folks that are coming by here, meeting with Darlene Street, the listing broker. You can shake Greg Antonson's hand, chat with him about the Sotheby's International Realty brand, enjoy some beverages and food, see Glenna Bush. Glenna Bush of I need a wife concierge service. She's here today. She's one of the supporters of All Things Real Estate. And Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Ron has been on the show each week and will continue to be bringing his commentary. Greg, I want to go back to, well, actually give you the chance to talk about some of those stats because we got about 4 minutes here before we have to take a break. Some of the things associated with Sotheby's International Realty is, and again, All Things Real Estate caters to everybody who's interested in real estate, and we, in fact, have lots of brokers with all the other firms in town that listen to the show, which is not a credit to me or anything else, but it's the content that we're talking about. The fact of the matter is, though, that Sotheby's International Realty is the 800-pound gorilla in the room here, and why don't you talk for a moment in a prideful way about that?
Well, indeed, and it is a lot to be proud of. Just in the overall market, this covers all price ranges, we are pleased, I'm pleased to be able to tell you that we have a 38.3% market share. That's just overall. If you start looking at various price points, it becomes even more impressive. For example, in sales between $500,000 and $1 million, we have a 46% market share. Our nearest competitor is only about 14%. And when you look at sales over $1 million, which certainly this home would be representative of, we have a commanding 60.6% market share. And that is due to all of the hard work of our sales associates.
Yeah, it really is a credit to them. And again, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, he stepped back here to join us in the conversation. Greg, Ron, you deal with brokers from all of the real estate firms in town, and so I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to say which one is the best now that you're sitting today.
Well, you are, of course.
Sotheby's International Realty open house. But seriously, though, Ron, what Greg's talking about, these statistics are pretty significant because we know at the end of the day it's all about the relationship. We've talked about this before. You as the mortgage broker, Greg and my colleagues at the firm as the real estate brokers, the title company, we all work together as a team. That's so important, isn't it?
That really is important. And I think those statistics are a testimony to the quality of the realtors that you have because I
without
see quite a few deals from Sotheby's and, you know, the professionalism and the knowledge that these realtors bring to the transaction is vitally important.
Uh-huh.
And the Sotheby's group really outshines everyone else in, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and to my right is one of my colleagues at the firm, Bob Chernick, who has decided to come by here today. I believe Bob is the co-listing broker on this particular property, again, at 275 Circle Drive. We invite you to come on over here. We also have Trish Love, who's another broker with Sotheby's International Realty. So we are broker-heavy today, including the bosses in the house, Greg Antonson. So I tell you what, Chino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. And when we come back, we'll go into our famous open house of the week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Laptops, MP3 players, cameras, video games, cell phones. In times like these, schools can become a shopping mall for thieves. Don't become a victim of crime. Leave your valuable stuff at home, and if you do have to bring them to school, keep them with you. Write down their serial numbers, and don't flash expensive items around. Be smart. If you have something cool, there's a good chance someone else will want it too. Keep cash and ATM cards in a secure place, and never give anyone your PIN number. And don't leave your school bag lying around where it can become a temptation to someone else. If you have something stolen, report the situation immediately. The sooner you tell someone, the better the chance you'll get it back. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to prevent school theft. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
She knows a holler from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our very good friends at Wynn Home Inspections. We are here at a live remote broadcast at 275 Circle Drive. Just come on up from the Santa Fe Plaza, make a left turn on Circle Drive, follow the signs at 275, enjoy some free food and refreshments, take a tour of this beautiful property, see the view, see all the guest commentators that are offering some thoughtful observations regarding this home today. And I want to welcome back my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Darlene Street, who is the co-listing broker of this property. Darlene, we've been talking it up, and you've been having a pretty good crowd here today, haven't you?
Yes, there has. There's been a really great turnout, a lot of people, and, of course, everybody's wowed by the view.
Yeah, well, that's one of the amenities that you get to offer, and I guess God is offering that to us, isn't he? And it's just Bob Parker, the builder, sided the house so he could take advantage of what the God gave to us. But it's a beautiful location. Darlene, you in the first segment talked in broad brushstrokes about some of the things associated with this property, but let's pretend as though the buyer who's going to give an offer to you today walks through the door. Walk through as if you are that buyer. What are they going to be seeing when they see this property?
Well, we have all stone floors. Like I said, it's just easy living on one floor,
mm-hmm.
from the really spacious two-car garage, you know, right into the house. Just really, the house is all on one level with the master on one level. Beautiful enclosed courtyard makes it very private from the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the back can be made into a beautiful yard. Someone could add a pool, make a lot of space for children and for playgrounds and room. And then downstairs, three bedrooms. It is hard to find three, you know, guest bedrooms or children's bedrooms with bathrooms, each with their own bathroom. That's not easy to find.
Right.
So it's great for a family of four, you know, with three kids.
Yeah.
And then the office downstairs is kind of nice too, because it's separate from the main living area, so you can kind of come upstairs and put it behind you.
And we've talked throughout the program, and when we had Bob Parker, the builder, on the show, he talked about the green aspects associated with this property. That is one of the actually positive selling points that you have to offer to people when they walk in here today, isn't it?
It is. The construction, you know, a lot of new homes, there really aren't very many new homes these days, as we all know, but, you know, our frame construction, and this is actually, you know, a level quite beyond that, and very insulated and very solid, and I think one can feel that just as they walk into the home, how solid the feel and the construction is.
I'm not sure we talked about it, but the price point on this property, considering all the amenities, I mean, it's pretty amazing, isn't
it? It's really priced very, very well.
Yeah.
And even just maybe 3 years ago, it would have been considerably higher.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a really great price.
And I think maybe one of the things, and Greg, chime in here if you want to, one of the advantages, which we haven't talked about specifically, is how close this is to downtown. I mean, you feel like you're out in the country, and with the this view looking at Colorado on a clear day. It's pretty amazing, but you just put the car in neutral and you can roll down the plaza.
It is amazing, and as you were talking, I was thinking it's, real estate is always location, location, location. And we have location from the proximity to the plaza. We have location with great views. And within this neighborhood, it's a terrific location. So it's fantastic.
And you have other amenities around here, too, Darlene. You're not too far from Tsuzuki Village Market or Encantado, so you do have some options. You don't have to go downtown. I mean, you go to Encantado quite a bit for your dinners, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And yeah. We live next door, actually, and this is approximately 2.5 miles to the plaza. It's also great for members at Las Campanas because it's really accessible to Las Campanas. Like Ray said, it's accessible to Tsuzuki and just around 2.5 miles to the plaza. So it's really a fabulous location. And having lived next door for about the past 7 years, I can say that it's very centrally located.
Uh-huh.
And Circle Drive is, you know, a great address.
Yeah, it really is. And as you pointed out, Darlene, there's not a lot of new home construction, particularly homes of this magnitude that we see in Santa Fe. So this is a real gem because not only does it have all the amenities, but it's brand new. So when you move into this house, you don't have to do a single thing except maybe hire Thomas Williams to do a little landscape work, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I think Thomas is going to do a little plan for us, too, that we could offer to people.
That's great.
To give people a little vision. It's really nice that people could put their own mark on what to do with some of the exterior. Of course, there is a lot of stone and landscaping, but there is some that people could put their own vision on it.
And you made reference to children. Not everybody might think of Circle Drive as a place for families, but in fact it is. It's a perfect place for a family to move into this house, create, as you said, maybe a pool area, children's entertainment area. So that's something that buyers need to consider, right?
It is. It's terrific, and it actually, at this price point for this much square footage, it makes Circle Drive somewhat affordable for families, too, really. It's an excellent price for this location.
Well, Darlene Street, before I let you go, because there are a lot of potential buyers here, and I don't want you to miss the opportunity to write a contract today, but any last thoughts that you want to offer to listeners about 275 Circle Drive before I close out the show with Greg?
No, I just think that people should come up and see it, because really it's hard to, we consider and describe it all day long, but
right.
You really need to see it.
Yeah. Well,
see it and experience it.
Yes, experience it.
There you go. Darlene Street, the co-listing broker here at 275 Circle Drive, thanks so much for letting us do the remote broadcast from this house today. And you're going to be here till 3 or 4?
Yes, 3 or
well,
until
whatever.
People stop coming.
Very
yeah.
good. Okay,
yeah.
well,
thank
we invite you,
you
for coming over. Thank
great.
You for being on the show.
Thanks
we
thank
you, Darlene.
Thank
okay.
you.
Greg Antonsen, we're going to close out the show just talking. We've got about 4 minutes or so before we actually conclude
great.
The show, which is on radio as an eternity. So we were talking about the Sotheby's International Realty brand before. Do you have any other thoughts you want to share with the listeners about that aspect?
Well, other than the brand, you know, what really makes this work are the people that are on the ground and the people that are behind it. And, again, what we have is a stellar cast, everything from our support staff, in the three offices on Pallet, Grant, and Washington. We have a marketing team that is second to none, that I would hold against any marketing team almost anywhere else.
And let me just voice my opinion on that. I work a lot with our marketing group on all things real estate. They are fabulous, incredibly professional, and we are so lucky to have them. I hope you're paying them a lot of money.
They're happy so far, so that's good. But then, you know, the one group that I haven't mentioned are the sales associates themselves. And as I mentioned, I've been interviewing everyone, and we're having, you know, about 20 to 30 minute discussions. What I was really impressed with were the variety of backgrounds. We have a number of former attorneys on staff, people with MBAs, people with degrees in marketing and management. And I noticed we even have a psychoanalyst on staff, which was the first person I wanted to meet.
In a private setting for some separate conversation. Well, and that's interesting because, and if I can pause for a moment there, I think the value of that, besides worldly experience, is that a lot of the clients that we deal with are also professionals in those fields, so you can have peer-to-peer conversations. Isn't that the case?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, we're the professionals. We know about the properties. We know about the process. But being able to relate to someone from their own career, I think, gives you sort of an upper hand.
Indeed it does. And the other thing that contributes to that success is the fact that so many of these brokers have been with the company for 10 years, 15 years. The longevity speaks itself to the value that the brand and the company bring to the table.
Greg, as I said, you've got a lot of challenges ahead of you. Not bad. It's just a lot of work, and obviously we're dealing with a, sort of a funny economy. You know, we're not Pollyanna. We can't pretend like the economy isn't sort of looking over our shoulders, or we're not looking over the economy's shoulders. We're hopeful that our friends in Washington, D.C. do the right thing.
Oh, boy.
I used to work on Capitol Hill for many years. I managed political campaigns. I was a House and Senate staff person. So I know what these people are going through at the staff level. It's no excuse for us not finding a solution, but from your standpoint, let's talk for a moment about how important it is that we reach a conclusion to bring us stability back in the market.
It's extremely important because what we have been seeing the first half of this year, which is something we've been waiting for the last 3 years, is a slow return of confidence to the market. People are actually buying. They're not just looking anymore. And our sales figures are reflective of that. But if we can't continue that momentum, if Washington doesn't conclude this in the proper way, we're going to have some setbacks. But having said that, in my 30 years of real estate experience, what I've realized is there is always a market.
Right.
It's just that the challenges change.
Yeah.
So it's really up to us to keep up with those challenges and to meet them.
Well, I think that's an excellent way to sort of conclude the show. Greg Antonsen, the new managing and qualifying broker with Sotheby's International Realty, great to have you on the show today. Never enough time to talk about the vision, but we'll have you back real soon, okay?
Thank you. It's really been an honor.
I want to thank Darlene Street for hosting this terrific open house today, and I invite you to stop by 275 Circle Drive right off of Bishop's Lodge Road and take a tour of this amazing home. Again, thanks to Greg Antonsen, the new qualifying and managing broker of Santa Fe Sotheby's International Realty office, for being my guest co-host today. We'll do this, as I said, again real soon. And thanks to mortgage broker Ron Blessy, master builder Bob Parker, and landscape designer Thomas Williams for offering some very interesting commentary. Gino Thompson, my producer, and Braden, my technician, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks so much for giving our loyal listeners a terrific show today. And lastly, thank you for tuning into the program. And don't forget to catch us on SantaFe.com. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260 KTRC AM Santa Fe. Community-oriented progressive talk.